This is Dr. Indigo dictating the disability physical for a claimant by the name of Nicholas Ramirez Lu. Last name is L-U-L-E. Date of birth of August the 8th, 1958. Case ID number 292-4241. Examination date, 4/28/22. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical information available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Family Health Center of Mission, dated 11/9/20. COVID-19 status. The claimant states that he has had COVID-19 and had it in January 2022. He states he had symptoms of fever, but no cough, shortness of breath, or aches and pains. He did test positive for COVID-19, but has not been around any other family members who have had COVID-19. He has received no vaccines at this time for COVID-19. Identifying information. This is a 64-year-old married male with 3 children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of seizures and high cholesterol. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2019, where he worked with the Head Start program for 25 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house, and his wife works as a provider. He is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number 1, seizures, and number 2, high cholesterol. History of allegations. Seizures. The claimant states that in 1980, when he was a child, he started having seizures. He says the seizures came about when a large tube fell on his head, causing him to pass out. Since that time, he has had generalized non-convulsive seizures, which are partial, complex, and focal. He was diagnosed with epilepsy. He denies any grand mal seizures, but has also been diagnosed with petite mal seizures. The claimant denies having any tumors, cerebrovascular accidents, drug withdrawal, or any infectious disease. He states he has a seizure every 3 to 4 times per week and has had them since 1980. He denies going to the emergency room, being hospitalized, but states that his postictal symptoms include being dazed and having memory loss. At the present time, he's on Phentom, 200 milligrams BID, and there was an EEG that showed some flare-ups. He states when he does have his postictal symptoms, he feels very tired and has problems with his memory at this time. His physician is Dr. Castillon. And he states that that the last time he had an EEG was in April of 2008. The claimant does drive and was told not to drive secondary to seizures. He had problems at work where he was demoted secondary to having a seizure while giving class to some children and decided to quit his job after that. Allegation number 2, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant does not recall when he started having high cholesterol or what his last level is. He denies having a stroke or any kind of myocardial infarction, and he is presently not taking any medications for his condition. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 4 hours, comma, climb 2 flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes, and lift approximately 20 pounds above his head. His physician at this time is Dr. Matthew Johnson. He has no assistive devices that he uses and is presently taking no medication for pain. The claimant states the only physical activity he does is cleaning the house and doing some gardening around the house. Family history. Father died at the age of 65, but he does not recall of what he died of. He does not know if his mother is in good health or how old she is. He does have a brother with non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus and a sister who's 66 who does also have seizures. Medications, Dilantin, 100 milligrams, 2 capsules, BID. Medical problems, epilepsy, / partial complex focal, generalized non-convulsive seizures, being treated at this time. Major surgeries, appendectomy in 1984. Social history, the claimant denies any history of smoking, comma. Alcohol, the claimant states he drinks socially. The claimant denies any delirium tremors, but does have a seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit. Weight is 148 pounds. Height, 5 feet 5 inches. BP, 143 over 90 mmHg. Second reading was taken, and it was 135 over 74 mmHg. Heart rate, 80 beats per minute. Respiration, 12 respirations per minute. BMI, 25. Could you please drop down to... General. This is a 64-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He appears also to be a fairly reliable historian, but with a lot of poor concentration and moderate to severe memory loss, who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to Snell and Vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert but not oriented ×3 and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was appropriate for the time. He did have clear thought process, but his memory was very poor. Concentration was fair, and he did have trouble with orientation to time place, although his orientation to person and situation was fine. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to functional capacity? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is no more grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his vision. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to seizures and memory loss. Probable diagnosis, number one, seizures, dash, confirm with medical records, is being treated at this time. The claimant appears to have difficulty with recent memory and concentration. Number two, hypercholesterolemia, not confirmed with medical records or with the patient's history at this time. He is not taking any medications for this condition. This is the end of the dictation for a patient by the name of Nicholas Ramirez Lully.